Days after the Walker administration announced a state worker pay plan without raises, union supporters gathered outside the state capitol, proposing an advisory referendum on collective bargaining. Dane County Board Supervisor Diane Hesselbein is introducing the local ballot question for approval by colleagues at a meeting next month.
It is my hope and my intent that we will get this referendum question in as many counties throughout the state as we can, in as many municipalities. And I'll be working very hard to encourage other county supervisors, alders, village boards, and anybody that will listen to me to put this on their referendum as well for April 3rd.
The referendum, if approved by the Dane County Board, would read, should all Wisconsin workers have the right to seek safe working conditions and fair pay through collective bargaining? Union President Andy Heitz says yes. He's with AFSCME Local 1871.
Without the protections afforded by collective bargaining, we can have a situation where favoritism, patronism, and nepotism can dominate. At the state, we see a system where morale is continually being crushed. Quality employees have their benefits cut, salaries are frozen, and yet political appointees come in at salaries exponentially higher than their predecessors. Something's wrong.
About one in five workers in Dane County are public employees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.